This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as the enemies, counselors, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and distorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do this. Go ahead and give us a call at any time at 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. You can join us on live chat at any time. And the way to do that is to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go to the right side of the page, and you will see us right then and there to make sure that we can get you viewing sonsoflibertymedia.com here. We're just having some technical issues right now, which is no surprise, friends. We've been cut off from YouTube for the last 2 weeks now, because we are showing the American people as to what's going on over in the UK with the massive protests. And this isn't just happening in the United Kingdom as well, friends. It's happening in Australia, it's happening in Israel, it's happening all across the board, Europe, France, Germany, and people, big tech companies, as you just heard during the break, even from Facebook, they are discouraging and they are expunging, omitting, they are censoring and suppressing any information to let the American people know what's going on over here. As a matter of fact, I just got a message just the other day where I was told that there are listeners that are tuning in to the sonsoflibertymedia.com over in the UK, but they can't get my videos. So they are cut off over there from what's going on over here in America, because, again, they don't want you to know what's going on in each prospective country. And, folks, I'm telling you right now, you are in a war, regardless if you know it or not. We're in it right now. We are under attack by a fascist state. You're being told that America is being made great again. But the fact of the matter is, you'd expect what's going on today to have been happening under the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, not under Donald Trump, which only proves the point that what you're told and what's actually happening are two different stories. You are under attack like you've never been under attack, America. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. But we were cut off from YouTube for the last 2 weeks, friends, for merely rolling out live time over in the UK, the hundreds of thousands of people that are protesting their government concerning COVID-19. You just heard during the break, Facebook was talking about, now they're going to implement, and they've been doing this all along, by the way, but if it's anything to do with anti-vaccination, they will not tolerate it, friends, on their social media platforms. So they have become, in fact, a publisher. They have, in fact, become a dictator. They have, in fact, become just like the mainstream media, hand in glove, running congruent, friends, to set one narrative. And the narrative is whatever they say it is. That's why it's important that the American people in this country begin to understand as to what's going on here and wake up and defy what's taking place, because what they are doing, friends, is a direct assault on the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And, folks, it's interesting because as I was reading the Bill of Rights this morning, when you read the preamble to the Bill of Rights, what it says is, it says, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added to the government, not the people, and it's extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institutions. So what is it saying? The Bill of Rights, friends, was added, folks, to prevent misconstruction, which you're seeing today. In order to prevent misconstruction, in order to prevent abuse of power. And keep in mind, the Bill of Rights was written, friends, to safeguard the American people against those that are, in fact, attacking them today. And when we begin to understand that, friends, that we're under attack and that this isn't a game, we're going to begin to respond correctly. And this is what's happening across the United States of America. People have had enough of what's going on here. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, again, friends, because I live in this war. I am in the circle of what's taking place. This ministry is on the cutting edge, and we want you to know that we're on the cutting edge. And that's exactly why we need your continued support, regardless of what it may be or how it may be. Friends, people in this country, your voice needs to be heard, and right now they're trying to suppress it at every given turn, and we've seen this over and over and over again. Again, just a side note as to what I've been sharing with you, friends. You're under attack, and we need to stand up and lawfully retaliate concerning what's taking place here, because Americans, you are being lied to on a major scale in this country right now. You, again, are under attack like you've never been under attack right now, especially by the mainstream media. And keep in mind, they're owned by six corporations. We also understand that Facebook is a part of control under that of the CIA, once again, against free speech. And again, keep in mind, if it runs contrary to or in contrast to the narrative they want to set, friends, they want to say, well, it's not going to be on our platform. Well, you know what, friends? You better wake up, because that is a violation of law, and I'm not going to stand for it in any sense of the word. To rewind a little bit here, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's 15 articles over there, 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies. That's why we're under attack. With that said, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, or back onto our YouTube page. They've given us two strikes now again for broadcasting what's going on over there in the UK, because they don't want you to know, friends. They don't want you to join at the hip, because they don't want the people's voice heard in opposition to what they're trying to create, okay? And the fact of the matter is, we, again, need to come to the terms and come to terms that we are under attack by not a foreign government, but by our own on so many different fronts today. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat. And if you'd like to jump over to Before It's News, we're on the front page over there, beforeitsnews.com. On the front page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I got to tell you, it's been a week. We've been on the road for the last 4 days now. I preached at a church just yesterday called Floodgate in Brighton, Michigan. What a great turnout. The people that put the event on was just extraordinary people. Michigan and the folks out in the state of Michigan have been just second to none, friends. I got to honestly say it. I've been in ministry for 23 years, and I've never said it before, but I got to tell you, the Michiganites have been just outstanding. We just got over to Grand Rapids now, and we're going to be heading into Tennessee. We got more events coming up there again. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Podcast. We are truly Richard Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, folks, this is what we've been doing for 23 years. If it's not high school assembly programs, we're doing colleges. If we're not doing colleges, we're doing tea parties. If we're not doing tea parties, we're doing churches like we did last night. If we're not doing churches, we're doing television. We'll be doing that next week with Alan Pease, former ambassador under Ronald Reagan, as well as presidential contender in 2008, I believe it was. We'll be doing television with him this up and coming week, as well as meeting with Dr. June Knight. We'll be broadcasting live on her television program as well. She is a White House correspondent. With that said, we'll also be preaching out in deep Tennessee this week, this up and coming week as well. Forgive me. Deep Tennessee, we'll be doing another church there. We'll be turning around, doing the same thing over next month again somewhere. It looks like we may be going into the Las Vegas area. We're not quite sure as to how that's going to transpire yet, but that's in the talks right now. And by the way, if you want to check us out online, you're a new listener, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It has all the fruit in our basket. We're not the ministry that comes to you and tells you what we haven't done. Or the ministry that comes to you and we show you the basket filled with fruit as to what we have done and what it is that we are doing. If you'd like to have us into your community or whatever it may be concerning the venue that you would so desire and you want us to come out and shake, rattle, and roll, do what we do. Like William Booth rightly said, he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. The only thing that you have to do today, friends, to get in trouble is to tell the truth. And that's exactly what the church is called to do. And with that said, if you want to call in and book something, set something up, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that you can, again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforesnews.com. We're on the front page. Click us onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, I want to just kind of slow down again because our technical issue is now fixed. I want to go back to the first segment really quick. We were banned from YouTube, friends. And you need to understand this is happening to the truth tellers across the United States of America on a global basis, in unison, by the way. And we were banned from YouTube 2 weeks ago for merely broadcasting the defiance coming from not just tens of thousands of people, but hundreds of thousands of people in the UK. Tim Brown's morning show broadcasted real time as to what was going on over there. They gave us a strike the first time. They struck our page. They give you 3 strikes, you're done. So Tim did it again. He actually broadcasted what was going on over in the UK again. And what did the big tech companies do, namely YouTube in this particular case? They wanted to silence the voice of the people. And this is what's at play here now concerning big tech companies. And so they gave us another strike, and they said that we can't broadcast again on YouTube for 2 weeks. So what Tim Brown did, because it was his show that got the show or the YouTube channel banned, he actually called me up and said, listen, I'm going to put you on my page, and then I'm going to broadcast throughout my platform. Just to let you know, the listenership that we have at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, our first show on Tim's broadcast was 16,000 viewers, the very first segment, the very first show on Tim's platform, okay? And the reason we had to use his platforms is because we didn't have a good signal coming from our studios in Minnesota, which has now been fixed, okay? So 2 weeks later, today's the first day that we can come back up on YouTube. We have about 19,900 subscribers, which we've aggrandized, accumulated over the last 9 months, okay? Right now, with 19,900 subscribers, I have 36. YouTube is telling me right now I have 37 people watching me. Now, let me go back to the very beginning of sonsoflibertymedia.com so you can understand to the degree that big tech companies are going, such as Google, and suppressing our content, namely sonsoflibertymedia.com. When sonsoflibertymedia.com first came out, friends, listen carefully, the first month the page came out, we had over 700,000 unique visitors. You heard me right. The second month sonsoflibertymedia.com was posted, there happened to be over 850,000 unique visitors on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The third month came around. The third month on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had teeter-tottering on 1 million unique visitors. The fourth month, Google got involved and pulled the rug along with Facebook and along with Twitter. And now we're seeing the same thing happen with YouTube, friends. Okay? We were ranked number 14,000 in the world, I'm sorry, in the United States of America, and about 111,000 worldwide, globally, the first month that we came out. Okay? Now we're ranked number 25,000. And it shows you how they're suppressing our content. Friends, you need to understand if they suppress this content, that suppresses your content. If they're going to attack me publicly, you can rest assured that this is going to come to your door sooner or later. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment, okay? If we want to just go ahead and think that this is going to go away, I want to tell you something. The only thing going away right now, friends, is your freedoms, because your freedoms are under attack concerning this administration like you've never been attacked before. Is that sensationalizing the fact? Well, do the math. Do the math. Folks, my first show on Tim Brown's outlets and his platform, 16,000. By the way, Tim Brown has 2,000 subscribers on his channel. Tim Brown does the morning show on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 19,000 on our page, 19,900, and I got now 43 people. It's telling me 43 people are watching. Why? Why such an insignificant guy like me is such a threat to the establishment? I want to tell you why. Because we're willing to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. And I want to tell you this too, friends. If your favorite conservative is not under attack, I want to ask you a question. Where is he found to be the salt of the earth? The Bible tells us in Matthew 5:13 that they've lost their Savior or their Savior, and they're good for nothing, only to be trampled underfoot. I want to tell you, those conservatives of the day, which are yesterday's liberals, they have 20 million listeners every single day of the week. And why is that, friends? Because they're fueling the narrative that are dividing the American people, which is set up to divide and conquer. And why is that? Because they are there serving their golden calf, the one that pays them. They could care less about the people, friends. If they really cared about the people, they would tell you exactly what it is that you needed to hear. As a matter of fact, if they were to make reference to the Constitution, today's conservatives, rest assured, friends, their job and my job is to work ourselves out of a job and sheep begat sheep. But they don't want that. They want you to continuously come back and support their sponsors. That's why they withhold the law that exposes the crimes of those that are suppressing us even today. If they're not under attack, friends, you can rest assured they're not standing for anything. I want to say it again. If your favorite conservative of the day is not under attack, especially in these times, you can rest assured. That's all you have to do is a Google search, check out their name. Go ahead and check out their name and find out if they're under attack. If they aren't and they have nothing against them, I got a question from you. How does that work? How does that work, friends, that they don't have enemies today? I mean, that's what happens when you tell the truth. Remember, Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to bring peace. I came into the world to divide. And what divides? The truth divides. Because we stand on his word. We stand on that which is predicated upon the U.S. Constitution with the presupposition that God is through the Constitution because that's where it came from. They're not making reference to the law because they don't want to lose their sponsors. They care more about their sponsors than they do the freedoms of the American people. So, without belaboring that, friends, I want to tell you something. You better pay attention to those that you're listening to today. Because if they're not showing you the resolve, if they're not pointing their finger and making reference to the U.S. Constitution to bring about the resolve that the American people claim that they want, they're good for nothing. They're worthless. They're only there to be trodden underfoot. And that of men, friends. And that's exactly what's taking place in this country today. So, again, folks, it's been an odd two segments here, but I just want to tell you, friends, that once again, if you're just joining us, you're under attack like you've never been under attack now in this country. For Facebook to get up on as a commercial and the conservative outlets to report that they are now telling the American people that if it's anything anti-vaccination, they're not going to allow you to post it. Look at how this fits their narrative, and look at how they're working hand in glove with corruption and government. Those are the ones that are selling you the virus. They're the same ones selling you the vaccinations, friends. And I'm telling you, friends, you better pay attention because I just told you two things that make perfect sense as to what's going on.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken multiple questions on health care and the Affordable Care Act on day three of her confirmation hearing. She pushed back against Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's inference that she was nominated in order to take down the ACA.
Well, Senator Klobuchar, I think that the Republicans have kind of made that clear. It's just been part of the public discourse.
Okay, but it just if then if is the answer yes, then that you were
well, Senator Klobuchar, all these questions, you're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president.
Thousands of California residents are at risk of losing power as high winds and rising temperatures are raising the risk for more wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric says with dry conditions and wind gusts of over 55 miles per hour forecast, it began planning the shutdowns Wednesday as a safety measure to prevent wildfires from being started by downed power lines. The utility says power would be restored by Friday. This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continued talks on Wednesday morning over a new round of coronavirus stimulus. However, a deal is still far from being reached. That's something that should be laid at the feet of the Speaker, according to Trump campaign senior advisor Steve Cortez. He tells The Hill that Speaker Pelosi is looking at negotiations as a political game instead of trying to help the American people.
She sees political calculus here, though. She believes that keeping those people in need, keeping them anxious, is going to win the election for the Democrats. It's really power politics at its worst. The president does want and is strongly advocating for immediate aid to these Americans who still need help.
A judge in Wisconsin has stopped orders from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers over limiting public gatherings and restaurant and bar capacities. The judge's order temporarily knocks down the governor's limits intended to slow the spread of coronavirus until a court hearing next week when the state's health services secretary will be called to defend the orders in a court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome back to Kin to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube, join us on Talk Chat, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Folks, I'm in Michigan right now, and everybody knows what's going on in Michigan. The Michigan governor was put in her place by the Michigan Supreme Court. See, in Michigan, they have a governor that has written 193 executive orders, which, by the way, every single one of them, unless they're congruent with the U.S. Constitution, are null and void. Null and void. Nugatory, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president. She's a tyrant. She's an exceptional Jezebel, to say the least. She was told not once, but twice by the Supreme Court. They just reaffirmed it 2 days ago again in Michigan that she has usurped constitutional and delegated authorities, and she does not hold the power to enforce her unconstitutional executive orders. They pulled the rug from under her. Before you know it, the very next day, as if to suggest the health department in Michigan had the authority that the governor did not, they came in and reaffirmed Jezebel, Governor Whitmer's position concerning her unconstitutional orders. They reaffirmed what the Supreme Court rendered unconstitutional. Do you understand what's going on? The governor doesn't have the authority, said the Supreme Court, and then here comes the Department of Health saying, no, we'll reaffirm it, as if to suggest they have the authority that the governor doesn't. Hey, folks, you can't make this up. So this was quite a blow to the devil in Michigan. Quite a blow indeed. And before you knew it, everybody across the country was rejoicing, and so are the people, in fact, today in Michigan. And they thank God for good government, just like I do. And they thank God for the Supreme Court standing up and doing what they're called to do. If you read Judges 2, you'll understand God appointed judges to protect his people. And that's exactly what we're based upon as the Mosaic Institution. It's called common law. So they did their job. Isn't it interesting how the teeth were pulled out of this said governor that she never had? She was operating through a pretended authority. Listen to me carefully. A pretended authority. They operate under the guise or false pretenses of it being the law, or so they want you to believe. It's not the law. But they want you to believe it's the law. And just when everybody started to rejoice in the state of Michigan, before you know it, all of a sudden, here comes some individuals calling for the arrest, because when they peruse the U.S. Constitution, they understand just like I do in Article 2, Section 4 as to what it says. And Article 2, Section 4 tells us, friends, that they can be impeached. And not only impeached, and I know that some of you have heard this 1,000 times, but this is the answer that you claim that you want. When you go to Article 2, Section 4, guess what? It says right there that they can be impeached, and it starts with the President of the United States of America for the smallest of violations. So before we know it, we have a bunch of militia men in Michigan calling for the arrest of the said governor for her tyrannical orders, which are unconstitutional, which makes her an outlaw. They call for her arrest, and before you knew it, here comes the mainstream media to try to defend one of their own against the very people that they're supposed to serve. And now we're being told that this is a conspiracy. No, it's a conspiracy against the people. Read Jeremiah 11:9. And this conspiracy is unified across the country with these said tyrants that call themselves governors and mayors, and that not to exclude the federal government, who are in fact a part of this as well. There's no question about it. They want to go as far as you'll let them go. And then they'll try to take you further than that as well. But we have some militia in the state of Michigan here that were calling for her arrest. And before we knew it, the mainstream media came about and said that they were going to kidnap her, which are only allegations at this point. And it's interesting because when you read the Constitution, you do have the authority to do that. Call for the arrest of tyrants in sitting positions, incumbents across the United States of America. And not only that, but when you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, it also shares with you that once they're impeached, then they can be charged. But what do? They stand up, the mainstream media, along with these tyrants, and they begin to demonize law abiders that are calling her out for her crimes or any other said setting incumbent in the United States. They want to defend their own. They can't defend the indefensible, friends. And we know that. But again, what's interesting is before you know it, the rug's pulled from under the Jezebel here in the state of Michigan, and then all of a sudden it went from her being called up for her crimes against we the people by the Supreme Court in Michigan to all of a sudden she's the victim of a couple of guys that want to kidnap her. Is that the truth? Well, we're going to find out in the days and weeks and months ahead, aren't we? But I can almost bet, friends, that what we're dealing with right now is the fact that they merely wanted to call for her arrest to have her impeached and charged, because there's lawsuits raining down on this governor like nobody's business for her crimes against humanity, for what's going on in these old folks' homes and the killing off of the elderly in these homes. By the way, this is all factual information that I'm giving you firsthand. But all of a sudden, America, she's the victim. What is she the victim of? Do you remember just on the 10th of this month, I wrote, what is this governor doing to incite such a response? Well, I can tell you what they're doing. They're equating law abiders that are demanding justice as anti-government and domestic terrorists. And I'm here to tell you, friends, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Isn't it interesting? It's these governors that are coming up with, through their unconstitutional orders, that are telling businesses in this state of Michigan that if they don't follow, the governor said to the business owners, if they don't have a mask on, don't let them buy or sell. But this is supposed to be about our safety. And this is also the same governor that wears a pink hat that says, make America great again, Planned Parenthood. Remember back in the 30s? These people were hunted. They were called Nazi hunters. Now we call them governors in the United States of America, and somehow you're to believe that they're, in fact, the victims. What are they the victims of, friends? I'll tell you what. They're victims of the righteous. Oh, what a great headline. They're victims of the righteous, friends. We're also understanding that more and more, says the mainstream media, that groups are starting to stand up all across the United States. And what do? They try to put them in the view of the people as being anti-American when in fact they're pro-law, they're pro-God, they love God, they love their country, and they love their brothers. But these people, along with the mainstream media, want to paint a picture in your mind that they're domestic terrorists and that they're anti-government. No, they're not. Now, in this particular situation with the militia in Michigan, like I said, we'll see as to how this comes out in the wash, but they're doing their best right now to lay them on the altar to justify the victimization of this said governor. But when we know the facts and understand that the people in this state literally hate this woman for her crimes against the people in this state, this is what you need to listen to, friends. This is how you set the record straight. The lawful are standing up and the lawless don't like it. And who, along with the media, tries to demonize the righteous? The tyrants do. And the sad fact of the matter is the American people, in some cases, actually believe it. Far and few between, though they be, it shows you how uneducated some people really are. But, folks, notice that they zeroed in on the militia. Why the militia? Aren't these the same governors that have been releasing criminals from prisons back onto the streets to endanger the lives of our families and innocent people? Yes, they are. Isn't it interesting how they're guilty of creating domestic insurrection, which, by the way, is nothing new under the sun. This is what tyrants and dictators do. They create the chaos because they want to bring in a new order. It's exactly what's going on across the country. But again, isn't it interesting how they want to demonize the militia? Because this is exactly who they're attacking. Hey, friends, did you know that the militia is we the people? Did you know that George Mason, addressing to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788, said, I asked, who are the militia? This is George Mason, friends. He said, who are the militia? He said they consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. So what do we have here? In the state of Michigan, they're attacking the militia, and so is the said mainstream media. Let me remind you the definition of what the militia is. It consists now of the whole people, except a few public officers. So we see these tyrants drawing the line in the sand, telling the constituents, either you're with us and you're going to be our slaves, or you're going to stand against us and there's going to be war. This is what's happening, friends. This is what's happening. Folks, in these times, there's going to be no in-between ice. There's a separation of sheep and goats taking place in this country, and it's real clear to see. But I'm telling you, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing more sheep than I am goats across the United States. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Final segment. We are on the road in Michigan right now. Just did a church floodgate. Turned out great. Have some new friends out in Michigan. Rachel set it up. Grant, the folks, she did a fantastic job. And the turnout was great. Folks, she had 67 pizzas made for the people there, which was great, and it was very generous on their part. But it shows you what someone can do if they're just willing to stand up and take it to their community. Folks, again, if you want us to be a part of what's going on in your area and you'd like to do something similar to what we just did, please give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, I need to get back to this topic because I wanted to find the militia. And I want people to understand who the militia are. Americans, you are the militia, okay? So when the media demonizes the militia, keep in mind they're demonizing the American people, because I just got them giving you a quote from none other than George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention on June 4th, 1788. He said, I asked for the militia. He said they consist now, old English, of the whole people except a few public officers, okay? And that's exactly what's happening here, except a few public officers who don't agree that the people are the militia. And by the way, if you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, remember the militia's called up hand in glove with good government to suppress insurrection and to repeal invasion. Who's creating an insurrection today, friends? Your public representatives, your representatives are. That's why they're demonizing the militia. They don't want you to be unified, friends. They want you divided. And I want to tell you something, friends. Again, what I seen last night was unity in America. There's unify yourself under God, that's how you expose your enemies. And that's exactly what's happening. And friends, again, keep in mind, you're not under attack by a foreign enemy. You are under attack by those that are acting foreign to our U.S. Constitution. But keep in mind, friends, in many cases, this is coming from your said representative. That's who's doing the attacking here. Folks, how many thousands upon tens of thousands of unconstitutional policies have been ratified against the people that undermines your God-given rights? It's not a foreign country. Oh, by the way, it's not the deep state doing it either. Remember, the deep state can't do what the deep state does without politicians doing it for them. So much for deep state. Nope, it's the politicians that are working for special interests that are passing their policies against the rights that God gave you. But again, why is the militia under attack? And we're talking about what's been going on here in Michigan. And this isn't the first time they've been under attack. No, the militia is always under attack by the mainstream media. Doesn't the righteous in the media understand that the militia is there to protect their little keisters too? To uphold the laws that keep us free? I guess that's why we call them useful idiots, because they are said they're working in the behest of their enemies. They don't realize they're their enemies until they get to a certain point to find out that they're going to fall into the hole that they themselves have dug. Oh, you useful idiots in the mainstream media, you got to do your due diligence. Because if you're doing this for mere money, you got to keep in mind you're selling out your country and you're selling out your own soul as well, because you're on the same boat with everybody else. Just wanted to make clear. You know, I wonder what's going on in this country. I wonder, because this sounds like something that President Thomas Jefferson talked about during the War of Independence concerning the freedoms that we have today and throwing off a tyrant across the pond. Remember when he said the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants? Hey, folks, there's a lawful response concerning these attacks that we, the people, are under. There is a lawful response. We have a God-given right to defend ourselves from what's going on here. No question about it. Let me define the militia for you. First of all, when you look at the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, we all know what that says, or at least most will say they know what it says. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, right? The rights that God gives us of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Notice the word infringed in Webster's 1828 defines out to be to break, to violate, to destroy, or to hinder. Isn't that crazy? Okay, so we're an armed people. There's 330 million people in this country. There's over 393.3 million guns in the hands of those 330 million people. See, that's what impedes the way concerning tyranny's absolute reign over the American people. What is that that's holding back the absolute control over your life is the fact that you're an armed people. And that is a mercy of God, that you're still an armed people. When you look at who the militia is, friends, going again back to our founding forefathers and going back to their writings, what do we find? Again, George Mason comes to my aid. What did he say? Well, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th. Again, he said, I asked who are the militia. They now consist of the whole people except a few officers. That's right. That's absolutely right. James Madison said in Annals of Congress 434, June 8, 1789, he said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This is, folks, this is the father of our Constitution. He said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What does the media do? They demonize people that have guns. Who are those people for the most part, especially what's going on in Michigan right now, is the militia. They're attacking the militia. Okay? Putting it into context. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia. Here's the definition that we don't need through interpretation, through corrupt injustices in the Supreme Court. Listen carefully. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people. Who's the militia, friends? According to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, composed of the body of the people, trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Who's being demonized more than the militia in Michigan right now, friends? Nobody. Who's being put into the victim position right now? The governor that's been attacking the people that are standing up in defense of themselves, which they have a God-given right to do. When you go to Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788, what did he say of the militia? He said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. Is that right? Oh, I love it. Well, if you want to clear the air as to what many laws have to say, and you need a little more clarity, I'll tell you what, you read our founding forefathers and they'll clear the air real quick to understand as to what we're up against in this country today. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the state, all men, said Richard Henry Lee, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young. Especially when young, how do you use them? Have you never seen Time Magazine, friends, out of the 50s, where it shows kids bringing their rifles to school when they would go to gun courses? And we're not talking just about the Second Amendment right now, but we're talking about the militia. And why is it that the militia, the American people, we the people, are under attack by a governor, in particular in Michigan, that's been attacking we the people? How is it that they've taken her from being the tyrant and exposing her for who she is, and then just within a couple days, all of a sudden she becomes the victim of the people that she's supposed to serve? Folks, nothing new. The world will love its own. And those that they're in alliance with, the covenant of hell and covenant of death, rest assured there's an alliance going on, friends. Notice how when one governor does it, all of a sudden the rest of them do it, at least most of them do it, in what? Unison. Why? Because they're allied. They're allied at what? They're allied concerning the war that they have with the American people. Because the great objective, friends, are people like me and you, like the militia, like those that hold to the Constitution and the Word of God, that are not going to submit ourselves to tyranny in any sense of the word. We're the problem. We're the kind of people that are impeding the way for the globalists to take over. See, their great objective is to get rid of people like me. And this is what they're doing little by little by little by little. I want to say something to the bad guys. The seed of the righteous is, let me say it again, forever. Let me say it again, forever. Let me say it again, forever. Like Charles Spurgeon said, the world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. It's never the anvil that's changed. It's always the hammer. Why? Because the church and the seat of the church is forever. Hey, folks, Eldridge Gary of Massachusetts, the use of militia is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. And whenever government needs to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they will always attempt to destroy the militia.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.